Hi, everyone. Welcome to Domain Sherpin. Thank you for tuning in to the podcast with the best domain name and digital asset content in the world. Today's episode is a Domain Sherpin review titled Cold Turkey, our post-Thanksgiving show featuring Amar, Braden, and Drew. And as usual, we play the domain game featuring businessjets.com, endo.io, and kale.org. And then we've got the NameJet in the Jet segment sponsored by NameJet. And we talk about some domains coming up for auction, including songsearch.com, purplemoose.com, sleepsmart.com, and flip.com. And then we talk about some upcoming domain conferences, including Domainer Expo, which is happening this week in Las Vegas, the upcoming ICA annual meeting happening in January, also Vegas, and the recent announcement about NamesCon moving to Miami for November 2025, which we're super excited about. And with the end of the year approaching, we also talk about some things you might want to be thinking about for your domain business and domain portfolio, even though, as always, this is not financial advice. Now, remember, if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, you can also watch the video version at DomainSherpa.com and then our YouTube channel at DS.TV. You can also listen to the shows on Apple and Spotify and other podcast platforms as well. So please make sure to hit the like button, the subscribe button, and all that good stuff everywhere that you can and help Domain Sherpa grow the pie. We also integrate our show with Muse.ai, which provides search functionality for the shows and transcripts as well. So definitely check all that out. And huge shout out to DNWE, short for Domain Name Wholesale Exchange. It's a trading platform designed specifically for domain investors, streamlining the process of buying and selling domain names to make it quicker and easier. With a community of over 3,500 investors, DNWE enhances market liquidity, facilitating more efficient transactions with standard domain listings, reverse auctions, standard auctions, and soon-to-be-added portfolio auctions featuring traffic portfolios. DNWE is part of EW3N, a family-run digital asset investment company based in London, England, that also operates DomainManage.com, which is a global sales platform, and Brandable.UK, which is a marketplace for UK and co.UK domain names. And last week, we had Matthew Gold, CEO of Unstoppable Domains, on the show. I'm now proud to announce that they are a sponsor, and we want to let everybody know that they are the only ICANN-accredited registrar that lets you trade DNS domains on-chain and access crypto investors. With 3% commissions, at-cost renewals, and hundreds of resellers soon to be integrated, they're cutting-edge marketplace you need to know about and use to get more sales and keep costs down. And for domainers with large portfolios, email Brady at unstoppabledomains.com and see if you qualify for their free transfer in promo. And now, last but certainly not least, shout out to our own business, Media Options, the number one domain brokerage in the world. Find out more at mediaoptions.com, where you can also sign up for our newsletter for the best domain names and domain opportunities available in the market every week, and also featuring key insights and other helpful information related to branding, naming, and of course, domain investing. So now, with all that, it's time to get into this episode of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. What's up, Sherpa Network? Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Jonathan Tenenbaum, a.k.a. JT, a.k.a. J-On, a.k.a. Sherpa Winfrey, a.k.a. John Burgundy, a.k.a. Thunder Mountain. And I'm the host and producer of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Today's show is a Domain Sherpa review, where we get into the minds of successful domain investors using real examples so we can learn strategies and tactics to become more successful domain name investors ourselves. Yeah, these are the experts, the OGs, the best in the biz, my personal friends, whether or not they'll admit it. And there are four segments to the Domain Sherpa review. We've got the grand opening. That's what's happening right now, where I intro the Sherpas. We see what's going on with them, drop a few AKAs, talk about some related things, some unrelated things. Then we get into the domain game. That's where we hear about what the Sherpas recently bought or sold. Everybody guesses on the price. We keep scoring. Eventually, somehow, some way, someday, going to get some swag to the winners. You know what I'm saying? And then, yo, you got to don't stop believing, man. Don't stop believing.
Every 10 years.
Hey, every 10
the merch
years.
Drop like, every 10 years.
Merch comes out with the cicadas. You know what I'm saying? And then we got segment three, which is NameJet Gonna Jet, sponsored by our friends at NameJet. We review a list of domains coming up for auction to see what the Sherpas like, what they don't like. And then last but not least, we got grand closing, where we discuss anything we have not already covered, talk about what's going on in the domain space, looking at the market trends, current events, and allowing our guests to mention or promote anything they want to talk about that we have not already covered. Yeah. So with that, let's go ahead and introduce the Sherpas. Over to my right, I got my boy Braden Pollock, aka Tony Stark, aka Benjamin Button, aka Eat Bray Love, aka Braden Pollockton, the Archduke of Calabasas, now the Viscount of Woodland Hills. It's not that your domains are worthless. It's just that they're worth less. So chill. What's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing okay, recovering from the Thanksgiving holiday.
That's it, man. So what do you, so for you being the whole vegan vibe that you are, so it's is it vegan turkey, or do you guys just don't even pretend to do anything like I'm sure you have turkey for your meat eating guests, but what do you do?
No, screw all those people. It's my house.
It's my house.
Yeah, there's no turkey in my house either.
Right. So
a turkey.
Oh, no, my house, my rules.
All right.
So actually we brought in a vegan turkey. There's a restaurant that I frequent that the guy makes all his own mock meats from scratch, from soy and he makes like duck and beef and chicken and shrimp and ham. And so for the holidays, he does these turkeys, and it's amazing. People eat this and they think it's real turkey. It's crazy.
Okay. You know, maybe I have to check it out. You know, little meat flavored soy, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. It's pretty good. So I get that. And it's a whole, like, it's on display, like the turkey. Why vegans do that? I don't know. Like,
That's what I was envisioning, right? Like with the whole deal, like it looks like the bird and the whole nine. I love that.
He makes it look like a bird. You could stuff it, the whole thing.
So,
I dig that. That's the way to do it.
Yeah, I don't really dig it. I'm not down.
I like that, man.
I don't think we need to make it look.
It's like those cakes, like people that turn anything into cake. So they cut into like, you know, on the, you know, you see those.
Is it a cake or is it a toilet? I don't know. Let's cut
it. The only fake shit that I have any tolerance for really is the vegan cheese. And then I'm still pretty selective, but. You know, you can't really go cold turkey, you know, for lack of a better pun.
Yeah. Cold turkey, baby. That might be the name of the shirt.
The thing is, you don't want to eat too much. I mean, it's ultra processed food, right? You don't want to eat too much. And so, you know, a little bit is fine, just like, you know, anything else with moderation. A
little bit.
Too much of anything makes you an addict. I'm with it, man. Well, I appreciate all that. So, well, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, maybe cold turkey is the title of the show. Because the one thing I can't quit.
Yeah, like that. Cold turkey.
Is I can't quit domains and I can't quit domain Sherpa. So let's keep it moving. Let's keep introducing.
Where are you, Amar? That don't look like the Las Vegas.
Come on, man. We're going to get to that, dude. We're going to get to that. Let me jump ahead. You.
Look at the schedule.
You know what I'm not. Look, I'm not a patient. I'm not a patient person.
I'm not a patient man. Look, dude, but let's at least introduce the fool, and then you could ask him where he is, because that's it's on the outline. It's on the outline.
Is that a new AKA?
Well, yo, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Amar Kuba, AKA King Kuba, AKA Danny Ocean, AKA the even greater Gatsby. Don't chase an unworthy dream, y'all. AKA Amarzan, AKA Kuba Libre, AKA LL Amar J, AKA Kuba Soze, AKA K47, AKA Kuba Kinte. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's cool. You know what I'm saying? I have Kuba Jack. I don't know what Kuba Jack is. I was like
Kojak, maybe?
Maybe that was what I have Telly on here, so it's probably
that one doesn't land.
I know. I'm just gonna kill that one completely because it threw off my whole vibe. You know what I mean? So, yeah. but what's up, man? From a new location, where you at? Tell everybody what's good.
We got a place in LA where we're spending some time back in LA, so it's good. We're hanging out. We haven't remodeled yet, but it'll be cool when it's all done.
I love it, man. That's what's good, dude.
We'll have the next Domain Sherpa reunion. We'll have to come by here.
All right, I dig it. So, how close are you to Woodland Hills? Like, are you under the Viscount's jurisdiction at all? Or no?
I purposely made sure I was outside of that jurisdiction.
Although
the Ring of Fire.
Although the day Amar closed escrow on his new house, we ran into each other that night at a restaurant.
Right.
And really?
he was with his realtor.
That's
how you know that he put up some
paper. We were neither in Woodland Hills nor in Bel Air.
We were halfway between.
Swords could not be drawn.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. The rules of engagement. They're like, you must retreat back to your own
It was random. Kingdom.
So
that's right.
Well, it's good stuff.
What, man. Well, what restaurant? Anything worth noting?
It was called Baltaire.
It's actually a steak place.
It's a what? Case place.
A steak place.
Yeah.
Ooh, Braden at the steak place. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you know what? I accept invitations wherever. You know,
All good.
Yeah. Yo, steak place has got the best mushrooms, dog.
That's true.
That's true. That's a great observation. Speaking of observation,
I do well at steakhouses because, like, you go to a normal restaurant.
The best. You got the best sides, you know, all the shit. You got, you know, mashed potatoes.
Yeah, potatoes are fried. Yes.
Mushrooms.
Mac and cheese.
The broccoli with garlic is the best.
Cream spinach.
That's it.
Brussels sprouts.
Oh, Brussels sprouts on the grill.
Go ahead,
so, Braden. At a normal restaurant, you know, you just have lime.
Asparagus.
But in a steakhouse, you've got a chef.
Turkey day.
You've got an actual chef. So you'd be like, look, this is what I want. I'm vegan. You know, make me a dish. And then it's like going to a sushi bar. Like they want to show you their craft. And they
put a little extra sauce on your dish.
Why am I here?
They gave you the shrimp sauce. You feel me?
I'm going to do some of my hams.
As long as it's not Chipotle.
Oh man! All right, we're not even through the AKAs yet, man. This is. I'm digging my Tuesday right now. All right. Last but certainly not least, let me introduce below me. We got my boy Andrew Rosner, aka Morpheus, aka the Dirk Diggler of Digital Assets, aka Bob Lee Swagger, the Sniper, aka Drew. Drew got what I need, aka every Rosner has his thorn, aka I'm never gonna give Drew up, get Rick rolled, aka Greybeard, the Domain Pirate, aka Lobster Claw. You know what I'm saying? He's sharp. He's going to get you. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not here for the bullshit. Oh, what's good? Finally back on his feet, man. You know, that pneumonia. Earlier, before when you logged off for a second, Drew, you know, Mar was like, oh, man, what was up with that? I was like, oh, you know, Drew had pneumonia, which meant we all had pneumonia. You know what I'm saying? Like, for that week. And glad we're over that.
Yeah, I mean, listen, straight up, it's no joke. That was the second most sick I think I've ever been. The first being the Playboy Mansion.
Legionnaires.
What are we getting? Legionnaires, yeah.
Legionnaires for that.
That time I was like praying to die, but this was bad, man. I really got pretty messed up. I don't recommend it.
Yeah.
Next time, I will definitely go much earlier to the hospital before I have to like call emergency services.
What'd you take?
I took what is it called? Azithromycin. 7 days. And then I took Z-Pak and then bunch steroids, of steroids. Right? Two different steroids.
Oof.
Well, that's yeah. You know, Z-Pak's not.
And then a bunch of other supplements and different things.
Oh yeah,
that's your wife.
Spermidine and you know.
Look, what are you guys doing? You know what I'm saying? That's like personal, isn't it? You know, he's like,
what?
Well, you know, you're talking about taking some spermidine in that ass, like you know what I'm saying? I'm like, dog. You know, look, it's cool. Listen, look, live your truth, man. I'm not.
Listen, I'll put it out there. You know, spermidine. Okay. It is a naturally occurring.
Oh, it's naturally
yeah. Enzyme.
It naturally occurs a lot.
is that whale spermidine or?
As far as I know, it's got nothing to do with sperm, but it is.
As far as you'll admit.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, I got the different kind of spermidine. The kind that's.
I would encourage everybody to go do their own research about spermidine. S-P-E-R-M-I-D-I-N-E. All right. I personally feel that it is a very beneficial molecule to be ingesting on a regular basis.
I'm sure you do.
I say this all the time.
Wow.
That's what he's telling all the girls, man. He's like,
there's a site called Spermidine Life.
I like it.
But listen, here's the only quick thing I'll say on that is that most spermidine is produced using an extraction from wheat germ. It's not really what you want because the purity is very low. It's prone to mold. It's prone to contaminants, like most extractions are. There's a company called Spreviv. And these guys are maybe the only ones that are making this through a fermentation process. So highly controlled fermentation process to produce that exact molecule. And it's like 99% purity. So that's the one I would recommend. That's the one I take. But do your own research. Very interesting. Yeah. Very, very interesting.
All right. Well,
for a lot of reasons, especially if you do intermittent fasting, it's something you should almost definitely be
advocating swallowing sperm.
I sure am.
I can't help it.
But only if it's extracted naturally.
Yes. Yeah. Natural extraction.
Natural extraction. That's it. It's got to come straight from the source.
Oh man, you know, remember what life was like when you could get canceled. You know what? Let's talk about domains. Let's get to domains because that's what we're here for. That's what y'all are here for. So let's get busy. We're gonna get into the domain game. We'll start with Braden. We'll see what's good. And what do you got? You got a buy or a sell?
We're jumping right in. Okay, hold on.
Well, I had to, man. We're getting off track.
We could do a warm-up. You know what I mean? We can all guess how much it costs for Hunter Biden to get a pardon.
See, this is why we got to go right into it. You know?
No. It doesn't cost anything. He just won the birth lottery. That's all.
It's not true.
Oh, my friend. If only it were that simple.
Okay. All right. Here we go. It's a sell. I sold businessjets.com.
Would you want that lottery ticket? No, I sure as fuck don't want that lottery ticket.
Well, I think his point is that it's like, you know, he's
no, perfect, I hear you, right? I hear you.
But he can do whatever gangster shit he wants, and he gets the get out of jail free card, and it's like, you know, smoke all the crack you want, fucking fleece all the cash you want. It's like, yo, it's all good, baby. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
all good, baby.
You know, I mean, right. I beg your pardon. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Let's go. Anyway. But it's unfortunate. But it also shows you that, you know, it's fucked up out there on all sides, man.
It is what it is. I'm not shocked or surprised in any way whatsoever.
No, but I think it's, you know, it's like they say, politics as usual. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, let's keep it moving though. And so we got businessjets.com, which is dope. So you sold this?
Oh, businessjets.com.
Businessjets.com.
Ooh, I like that.
Businessjets.com.
Did you sell it to Honda?
Honda.
They make jets.
Business jets.
They make the best business jet in the world.
Really? Honda.
Oh, doggy. That's what I want. I want the Honda business jet.
Jets.com.
It's smaller than like a Gulfstream Falcon but it's super fast, super efficient, super safe.
So it's like a more like a individual or two person kind of thing.
No. I think you still fit five or seven people.
All right, we ready to flip?
Oh shit! No, I'm not ready to flip.
Hold up!
You didn't know we were doing this.
He's like, he's never been on the show before. You know what I'm saying? You got to give him a little bit of leeway.
Business jets.
Business jets.
It's always like new day. You know, it's like a bird cracking.
I have a feeling it's gonna be all over the map right now.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Ready? 3, 2, 1, flip it.
Wow.
I'm way light. These guys are like dead.
We're $12 apart.
All right. I'm 40,000. Drew is at $1,499 and what, nine?
No, you're so wrong, man. You can't even speak right. $149,000 and 888. I can't say it right either.
$149,888.
And Omar's at 150K. So,
yep. So it's basically,
JT got it. It doesn't matter. What? JT got it. Yeah.
Boom.
Ah, you undersold that.
Well, you say that, but I've had it for 3.5 years. I've never had another inquiry on it. I've actually had it priced at 40 grand this whole time as a bin. Uh-huh. And nothing. And this was sort of an outbound. My boy Daniel Kulishuk over at Hilco made this happen. Shout out to Daniel. He was pitching.
Nobody better underselling domains.
That's messed up.
Wow.
That's
messed up. He was pitching helicopter.com, and the guy was like, well, we're really focused on jets. And he told me this. I was like, I got business jets. I got him. And so he pitched it, and the guy bid. So I had it at 40. He didn't want to pay full retail, so I gave him a 20% discount. So 32,000 was what I sold it for.
That's awesome, dude. I was fighting between 30, 35, and 40, so feeling good that I was in the pocket. And what'd you buy?
Do you know who bought it?
I do. It's like a service, right?
Not a manufacturer or okay. Got it.
You know, I think that's a solid price. What did you buy it for? Like you said, you owned it for about 3.5 years.
I bought it in June of 2020. I paid $3,000.
Yeah, I mean $3,000 to 40,000 is
32. Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna say 40 because that's the number
like Honda literally calls it the Honda business jet.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it was public at 40K all the time, and nobody, you know.
And that's what I always find interesting, you know, is when somebody talks about selling a name that they've had for a while, or even just a name they've had for a long time, you know, talking about the amount of inquiries and interest, you know, because that's always very insightful. And obviously you only know if you have the name what that looks like. So, you know,
that's a sharp jet, man. I want one of these.
You just gotta work harder.
Yeah, that's it, man. You just gotta like, you
know. Nah, it's not my problem.
JT has gotta work harder.
That's his problem. You know what I'm saying? That's exactly right.
I need I just need my wife to be less frugal.
More frugal. Right?
No. Frugal means like conservative, not spending money.
Oh, you need her to like, give you the green light to spend it. I get you. I thought you meant she spends too much money. That way you can't afford it. I'm saying so.
Yeah, no. I still get yelled at for like buying water at the gas station because I pay $3 instead of $180 at the supermarket.
Hey, that's good, man. That's good. It's funny.
Sometimes that's okay. Sometimes. Not.
It's like I saw this.
Sometimes you're paying for convenience.
Oh yeah,
exactly.
I mean, I'm always gonna, you know, like I'm always down to spend.
Oh, you don't tell him.
But I saw this meme on Instagram because usually the thing is that the wife spends too much money, right? And so I saw this meme or whatever it was where it was like, what's that?
We just lost. You know, the 4% of our audience that was women just left.
Oh, I'm just saying it's like a trope. You know what I mean? They say that, right? I'm not saying I agree with it, but anyway, I saw this meme on Instagram that was basically like, yeah, so my wife's credit card got stolen, but the thief's actually spending less. So I'm just going to let it ride for a little while. You know so,
oh man.
What it is.
Somebody stole my wife's credit card. Like this is like 6 months ago. And, I had to die laughing because it had like a $500 limit or you know whatever, like without them sending a code or something. There was some kind of security thing out, and but the guy went and like, you just have to know my wife to understand why this is so funny. But literally the guy, he stole a credit card and all he bought was Kentucky Fried Chicken and cigarettes.
It's like literally
the opposite of what she would have bought.
That's awesome. There you go.
The credit card company's like, there's something wrong here.
There's definitely something wrong here. This definitely doesn't fit the pattern of behavior.
There's no kale or vitamins on this.
Yeah.
No spermidine. All right, bam. And with that, all right, I'm up 1-0 on everybody. Let's go. Amar, what do you got? Let's keep the domain game going. Let's see if I can't get myself a win. It's been a minute.
Yeah. Last month, I think on the last Sherpa, it had been really, really slow. And up until yesterday, I think I hadn't sold anything on Afronik. And then I got a sale yesterday. So,
okay.
Just in time for the Sherpa.
Sweet. See, that's why we just got to get you, you know, any of you short on a sale, just get on the show. Great. Let's go.
Yep. Endo.io.
Endo.
Pass it over here, yo.
Endo.io.
Endo. All right.
Endo.io. All right. One more point. I'm going to lock this thing up right now. Taking home the win. Let's go. All right. 3, 2, 1.
Flippy.
All right. Oh. Drew's at 7,488. Braden's at 8,500. And I'm at 15,000.
Braden wins
9,900. Oh.
What was it?
9,900.
Ah. So I was trying to decide between 99 and 14,99. You know what I mean? Like, because I figured it was one of those.
What are you doing? What is that?
I know.
I'm just saying.
Take the L.
I should have won it. I should have won.
Shit. Mr. Woulda, shoulda, coulda over here.
You should have won it if you would have picked a different number. Right.
Exactly.
AKA, woulda, shoulda, coulda.
Hey. All I'm saying is I'm explaining why I'm technically the winner. Not winning yet. But all right. So talk to us. So how'd you sell it? How long did you have it?
That's what I'm looking up right now, is how long I've had it.
Fucking undersold it, by the way. If you'd sold it 15K, like I said, I would have won.
Definitely undersold it, yeah. Let's see.
Endo.io.
Yeah, I'm kidding. Sold it on Afronik, but I'm trying to see. I think I probably picked it up. Wait, hold on. I've had it for a while, since 2016, it looks like.
Wow.
And
that's early for an IO.
Yeah.
Right. And I paid $25.
Wow. All right. $25 into 10 G's.
Yeah.
So that's a good return.
That's a good return.
Not bad.
That's a 4,000 or 400%? 4,000.
Yeah.
40,000. Or 40,000.
Those kind of IOs I'm trying to sell, just because the carrying costs have gotten so stupid on .IOs. Definitely being a lot more selective on the ones I would buy, which is interesting because I probably wouldn't buy endo.io today. Well, for $25 I might, but I don't think it would be $25 in today's market.
No.
And you really have to be cognizant, like all these carrying costs now are changing. You know, .com's going to go up again four times out of the
price of a brick going up.
Yeah, everything's
going up.
That's why you got to own Bitcoin.
Yep,
you got to keep pace with the inflation.
Yeah,
keep pace with, you know, otherwise the man's just going to keep putting his thumb down on you.
Yep. Or up.
Yeah.
Just depends, you know what I'm saying? Like, which service did you sign up for? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, good job, Braden, getting the point that I should have got had I guessed better. But that's still great sale. So do you still have a lot of IOs left in your portfolio?
I do, but like I said, I'm trying to the ones that aren't like super premium, I'm trying to just sell them cheaper.
I'm with it, man. With it. So
you had to dump that for $10,000 and only made.
Jeez, that's crazy. I'm sacrificed. The sacrifice for 400x or whatever. But
4,000.
Yeah.
So no, that is a good sale for that name. I agree.
That's great. Yeah. Hey, good job. Just in time for the show. All right, Drew, what do you got? You got a buy or a sell? And is it one that I know about? Am I getting disqualified up in here?
I don't know. But I got one. This is especially for Braden. Huh. Kale.org.
Oh, good. I don't know this one. Kale.org.
Why do I feel like I saw that name?
Was it a buy or a sell, Drew?
Sell.
All right. So kale.org. All right.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Ready? 3, 2, 1. All right. We got a pretty good spread. I'm at 9,999. Braden's at 19,888.
Braden gets it.
And then was it 25,000?
Nope. It was 15.
15. All right.
I had it priced at 25, but I just couldn't say no to 15.
Yeah, so. You can't.
I'm gonna trade my kale for some spinach. Feel me?
Oh, dude, that's good.
That's good.
That's real good.
That was good.
Trading my kale for some spinach. All right, that's up.
It's a good question.
When did you buy it? Last couple of years?
I'll tell you in a second. First, I'm looking up. Wait, what was I looking up?
Kale.
Who bought it?
Yeah. Who bought it? How long you had it? Oh, what you paid for?
Yeah, I don't really. It was an Afternic sale, so I don't know who bought it and doesn't resolve to any.
Look at that two sales.
Yeah, but I see. Okay, but I see.
Yeah. All right. So, but let's see. Kale.org. Let's see when I got this.
Yeah, that I know. If you don't,
see. We got this. 2013.
Oh, wow.
I bought this from Bidomains looks like $600.
Yeah.
So, something like that.
That's interesting. I feel like I saw that name.
Yeah, it's, you know, this kind of goes back to what sort of you're touching on a little bit about the .io.
It's funny. That was a great purchase. I bought it in a little bulk package, but two of the names out of three that I bought in that little package
paid
100x over. I bought goodweed.com, which I then sold for
you smoked it.
Then I smoked it. I sold goodweed.com for 75. I got paid out 40 on it. Then the guy defaulted, I took it back. And then I sold it again for 50, I think. And then same thing. The guy made like 3 or 4 payments, got it back. And then, now I sold kale from 600 to 15 Gs.
I love those portfolio buys.
Amar, the guy that founded that company, Spindrift, was my wife's old boss. When she worked for a company called... what was that called? They used to make these like organic high-end cocktail mixers. And then they sold that to, I think, InBev. And then he started Spindrift.
The guy's got a magic touch then because Spindrift.
I know, they make good. Touching. Yeah, I know. The Blood Orange is the joint.
That's my favorite.
Blood Orange is the best.
That's my favorite for sure.
Yeah. It's funny. That dude is like, he's always like a decade ahead of the curve. Like, but the cocktail mixer business was like it was just too early and the market wasn't big enough. There wasn't enough market. And then the seltzer, he was out with his Spindrift like 15 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And at that point, there was like nobody, 12.
I feel like it's, but it's only really started blowing up in the last like year or two.
Maybe in the last 3, 4.
Okay.
But that's only because the whole seltzer market blew up.
Yeah.
It was like, I don't know, maybe it was, I don't know if it was Liquid Death that kind of like might've been the first seltzer company to actually do a lot of like ad spend.
Yeah.
And,
I think that sort of blew it up, and now it's huge. I mean,
well, yeah. I mean, LaCroix has had its moment. Bubbly. I mean, there's a lot, you know. And obviously, Liquid Death has done some.
Yeah, that's not a thing over here, though. Over here, like, you're just starting to see the big sparkling water companies, like, you know, Perrier, or, you know, here we have Aguas Pedras in Portugal. You have in Italy. You know, Pellegrino. You've got Pellegrino. You're right, and these guys, Pellegrino was pretty early in doing flavored, you know, seltzers, sparkling water. But it's really, you know, just in the last year and a half, 2 years that the big companies are starting to do it in Europe. But I mean, you walk in any supermarket, that's one of the things that always blows me away. First supermarket I walk into in the US, usually like Whole Foods, and it's like you've got literally an entire aisle where both sides of the aisle are nothing but freaking flavored sparkling water. That's crazy to me. Like, well, a seltzer aisle.
You know, it's a nice move.
And on the end. And it's got the end piece of like half the aisles of the different seltzers.
Well, it's a good transition from soda, to be honest, right? It's
like, oh, yeah, for sure. So just avoid the ones that say natural flavor, because I said that's just like like code speak for this shit'll kill you.
100%. I figured out why Kale.org looks familiar. I own Kale.net.
Mm. And Yanni owns Kale.com.
No, nice.
That's a trifecta.
And you sold kale.org because I have kale.net priced at $65,000.
Nice.
Nice. So, you're basically working together. That's good. yeah. Well, congratulations. You won the domain game. So at least you got
that. You won the domain game, but I boxed your ass out. I mean, I got that.
You did. But you also got a much better deal on the .org than I did on the .net. Because I just
paid for the .net. $2,000-$3,000.
No, I paid up for it. I bought it 3 years ago. I paid $5,600 for it.
Oh, wow. Dang, you got to sell a lot of kale.
Yeah, but you know, it's just a good, you know, four letter, you know, single syllable.
I hear you.
Right. I mean, what would you pay for kale.org now? You pay a lot more than whatever the few $100 you paid back then.
Yeah, but probably still $2,000 or $3,000.
Yeah, I paid up. I mean, it's a lot, but you know, I do okay with the .nets. So I'm And look, even if I don't get 65, right? If I get 40, whatever.
I had an offer. I turned it down, but I had an offer on wasp.net today.
Oh yeah.
I kind of like that name, even though it's like, who the fuck? Like, I hate Wasp, but it's kind of a dope name. It's like Wasp.
It's a good name.
Well, it
should be somebody's AKA singular.
Wasp.net. And now that the kale.org is off the table, maybe that'll make the .net, you know, it's now the next best available alternative.
Yeah, the IO sold recently on Sav.
Kale.io.
Kale.io. So that's probably, that's going to be on Afterneck now, probably. So,
yeah, but the .io doesn't really make, I mean, it's okay. I guess it could work, but.
It's just a brand.
Yeah. I'd pick the .org over all of those.
Why?
For Kale.
It sold last year in June, Kale.io, for $3,700.
Wow. Somebody good. Overpaid.
Wow. Yeah, that's crazy.
And it wasn't.
I was on Sav. It sold for $3,700.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I can't remember. I can't believe I bought that 11 years ago. Almost 12, actually.
Ahead of the kale curve. Saying so.
Oh, man. Just, oh, geez. The way that those GoDaddy emails used to look back then, that shit is ugly. Damn. Although I take the ugly emails for better service.
Now they're ugly on the inside.
Yeah. No, you know what? It's really weird. In the last like 2 weeks, I just noted an insane amount of errors on the GoDaddy website. Like everything I go to do doesn't work. Like, oh, let me transfer a domain to GoDaddy. Nope, no soup for you. Oh, let me like update a name server. Nah, no soup for you. Let me do a URL forwarding. Nah, error. Contact us later. Like, what? What are you doing? Anyways,
I had one of my auction wins
get paid in pound sterling. I'm like, why am I getting pound sterling? I'm like, all right.
So check this out. Check this out. So I'm going to tell you, because this is another thing that only GoDaddy is capable of. So, you know, I use a VPN, not all the time, but, you know, whenever, when I think about it, I try to use a VPN. So if you're logged into a VPN and you go to GoDaddy, even though you have an account set at a certain current, I think they actually just changed this because I complained so many times. But if you have, like, let's say your VPN is set to, I don't know, Brazil, your pricing, everything is going to be in Brazilian reales. And when you do a checkout, that's the currency that's going to charge your credit card.
Yeah.
It's like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. But that even, at least that makes some sense, right?
Not really.
In my case, I'm in the US. Why am I getting charged in pound sterling? And I'm not using a VPN.
I don't know.
That's true. Yeah, I know. When I was in Dubai, it was the same thing. Like,
yeah.
It was so hard.
And it's so annoying.
Totally annoying.
Yeah.
But you're right. When you're logged.
And you know what else is crazy? This is some real wild shit. And I've only found this out because I won an auction. And I was like, wait a minute. I don't understand. The domain on the receipt is different than the domain I was bidding on. And I'm like, the fuck? And I was like, am I fucking hallucinating? I don't understand. I know it was a name I really wanted. I can't remember what it was. It was something it was like, I don't know. It was like bucket.com or something. And I'm like, you know, I bid like a lot of money. I won. I bought the name. And then on the receipt, it was a different domain. I'm like, fuck. And it's because the localized translation was literally translating it from, oh, that's right. It was like a Portuguese, the word Portuguese word. And because it was defaulting to Portuguese, the local translation on the site translated the domain names that were in the auction.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that crazy?
So you were bidding on a different name?
I was bidding on the English version, but it was actually a Portuguese domain.
Wow.
Crazy, right?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I think that one is still a problem because it happened to me like a couple of weeks ago again. Not this time I wasn't bidding, but I noticed it.
Is it?
But noticed it because it was like an obvious one. It was like,
is that a browser?
Like, wait, there's no way this domain expired. And then I went and checked, and of course it wasn't. And then I was like, oh, it must be. It's a browser thing, but it's a setting from within your own website.
Yeah.
To allow, like, you know, the browser, Google or whatever, does localized translate, right? You have to set a frame that this doesn't get translated.
Yeah. Mm.
But, you know, why would we expect a large multi-billion-dollar public company to do that?
Too much. Ugly on the inside, baby. But shout out to them. They've got a lot of great people, and we obviously are long-standing.
Great people. Great people. And, Mark Becker, shout out. AXJ, shout out.
AXJ.
You know. Alan, Joe, you know, we love you guys.
just tighten up the tech, maybe, you know what I'm saying? And maybe don't try to, like, you know, rake us over the coals on some boost either.
Yeah, we need to get some domain people up in the C-suite.
I know. Does not seem to be the case at the moment, but yeah, you know, we'll see what's up. We do, but again, much love to the people that we got much love for, and otherwise, let's keep it moving. Braden, congratulations, you win. I had a lead, couldn't hold it. I was close, though, both times. Really just guessed wrong. That happens.
Yeah, you never actually even got close, but...
You know, it was like right there.
We'll let you have your warm and feelies for a second.
Warm and feelies.
You know what?
We decided today is allergic to rainbows and butterflies, so, you know, don't mind him.
You're the host. You need to be gracious.
I am gracious. I said, good job. I should have won, but good job for you winning. You know, I think that's about as close as we're going to get. You know what I'm saying? Let's go.
Media Options is the industry's leading domain broker specializing in domain acquisitions, high-value domain sales, and domain name consultation. as pioneers and thought leaders on the subject of the domain aftermarket and domain name value. Plus, through their clear domain acquisition service, Media Options offers startups and established corporations an unparalleled scope of high-value domain options, providing access to domain names and curation technologies not available elsewhere. Media Options believes in the power of a great domain name and is dedicated to helping you obtain yours. Call or email today to put a domain to work for you.
No, but all good, all good. I will get you that swag the next time I, after the next time I see you. You know what I'm saying? So, which probably will be Miami. NamesCon in Miami. By the way, what do we think? Are we excited about that? I think that's a great.
Yeah, I am excited. I'm
glad.
Yeah, it's the only reason I'm going to probably go back to a domain conference again.
It'll be a nice change from Austin.
Yeah,
well, I'm probably will go from Miami to Oman because it's going to be the Dubai conference is moving to
Oman.
Probably Oman because ICANN is in Oman. So he hasn't decided.
Okay. But
he might move to Oman just to have him back to back. So it's easy.
Yeah.
But it looks like there's going to be three conferences in a row.
When you say,
I'd probably go to Oman. I mean, I don't know what
the time. Are you talking about Soren? But like who's the decision maker there now?
What are you talking about?
No, he's talking about the main days.
The Dubai conference.
Yeah, exactly.
Got you. Okay.
Because so Munir, he backs it up against the ICANN conference, which is what we did with Istanbul, right? We all went from Dubai to Istanbul. So now it'll be either Dubai to Oman or just stay in Oman.
That's very cool.
You know, when you do that kind of stuff, we should just like charter a plane. You know what I mean? Like, if there's like so many people.
A business jet?
We need a bigger one.
And it'll go like pick that. Everybody up like an old school road trip. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but legit, it's actually not that crazy. Like if you have like a large group, like even if it's like 30 people, 40 people, like it's not that much to fly, you know, charter a plane and fly.
Y'all can tell Bitcoin is up, right? You know what I'm saying? Just said there will be signs, you know what I'm saying? But no, I feel you, man. Just swing by my crib and pick me up on the way. But yes, I'm a big, big fan.
No, I'm just saying that if you're going from Dubai to Istanbul, like it's not that far. Yes,
and you have a whole team of people that are all doing that same trip, 100%. I actually agree with you.
It's probably cheaper than flying commercial.
No, I'm with you. And but I'm very excited. I think that's a great change. I think Austin was cool. I think it ran its course. I think Austin in June is even sort of more challenging. I think Miami in November is a vibe. So I think that's really, really cool and definitely looking forward to it. So
yeah.
And in advance of that, we've got the ICA meetup. You know, their annual meeting happening in Vegas in about a month and a half. So anybody that hasn't,
we can have a big old cuddle puddle in the, you know, in the gymnasium when the hurricane comes through and they put us in the, you know, the gymnasium.
Not in November, man. By November we're straight. Usually Halloween. By the time Halloween comes, we're usually good after that. So
yeah, it's when the big one hits.
Hey, look, man. Can't be a big one if we're not all gathered up together. You know what I'm saying? It can't be. It's not big if it's not a lot of, like, you know, it doesn't create big problems. But no, I think that'll be timing wise. The weather won't be too crazy. I think that it'll be.
I'm super down. I think that'll be great.
Big shout out to NamesCon. That's good. Good change.
I'm happy we're going back to Miami. I haven't been there in a minute. We used to go like once a year.
Me too. Yeah, I used to go a lot. I love Miami.
Yeah, yeah. Also, I'm glad to get out of Austin in the summertime for sure.
100%, man. That's what I'm saying. Miami in November over Austin in June. Let's go. Good job, NamesCon. Big shout out to y'all. All right. Well, let's keep it moving. We got to get NameJet in a jet. And I know Lamar's got a bit of a hard stop here. We got about maybe 30 minutes. Yeah. So let's do what we do. So this segment is sponsored by NameJet. We're going to review a list of domains coming up for auction, see what the Sherpas like, what they don't like. Y'all can go to the Domain Sherpa website, go to the post for this particular episode. You can download the Excel sheet that has the domains, the Estabot, take those with a grain of salt, how many back orders is at the time that we record the show, the order by date so that you can get your order in and be able to follow it without having to go in and kind of either refresh the browser and all that good stuff along with some other data. Use at your own risk, not financial advice, all that good stuff. But yeah, hopefully that helps. And do have one or two that are going to be going off like as the show is live that we included because they got some cool name or two. But let's let the Sherpas tell us what's cool. So let's start with our boy Amar. And what's good, man? What do you like? What don't you like?
So there's some good but not great names on here. I think, you know, I think that it's going to be one of those things where if you can get it cheap enough, you can make a nice return, but none of these are going to be crazy big names. I like Red Bow. That one's and Sleep Smart are probably the two that I like the most.
Okay. And you know, so for a name like Red Bow, which I also very much like, and I think in the holiday season, Red Bow, you know, it feels like it fits. What are you trying to buy that a name like that for?
I would probably, I think if you can get that for $500, then that's easily, I would probably price it at $9,900.
Mm-hmm.
You know, be a nice return, nice flip, flip.org on there.
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
But I don't know. It's one of those things that it just, if the person, right person comes along, you know, they pay even more. I could see that selling for 25K.
Mm-hmm.
If the right person comes along. Sleep Smart, that's probably my favorite name on there, actually.
It sounds really familiar. I don't know. Is that a trademark?
Yeah, maybe that's the problem. Maybe it does have.
No, it's, I don't know. There's so many sleep commercials these days. Who knows?
Yeah. But so I think those are the two. But there's definitely all of the names, not all, but a lot of the names are good, right? Like a lot of these will sell.
Yeah.
But
I think, and we say it on the show all the time, you make money on the buy, not necessarily on the sell. So a lot of these are, you know, they're all worth a bid. They're all worth a certain amount, but up to a certain point. And I think that's fair. So what about, is there a name on the list that you don't love that you would avoid because it's either going to go for too much or you just think it's just one of those names that just won't sell for a while?
I'm not a fan of HD Receiver.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the one I like the least.
Yep. Well, and especially with the $75,000 Estabot appraisal, it's like that's one of those names that somebody's going to send to you in an email and be like, hey, this is a valued at Estabot at $75,000 and I'll sell it to you for some, you know, amount that's like 10x less, but still not worth it. You know what I mean? So it's
I don't think I would even pay $500 for that name.
Yeah. I'm with it, man. All right. Well, cool. Drew, you're up. Try not to talk about all the names.
I like, I think flip.org is my favorite. I really like flip.org.
What do you pay for this name like that on NameJet?
$2,000-$3,000, you know, is what I'm wanting to pay, but I'm probably getting priced out. It's probably going to go for more. Hmm. See, Sunshine Care, kind of like, but yeah, I'm with Amar. I don't love really anything on here. I'd probably buy everything. There's probably HD Receiver. I mean, but even that, like, for $69, I'd take it. But like, there's nothing on here I wouldn't buy at some low price. But there's also nothing I'd like. Stay up late to catch the auction on.
Okay.
PGAA, you're probably playing with fire. Probably Song Search is my least favorite name. Huh. Like nobody that goes to a separate website to search for a song. You know what I'm saying? They do it in Apple, they do it in Spotify. You know what I mean? They might do it in Shazam, but they, you know, or Pandora, but like, nobody's like, oh, let me go to Song Search and search for a song. Like,
receiver.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you're like trying to think about the words, you go to Genius. Like, if you're trying to like, there's just no reason to go to a website that does Song Search.
Okay. I'm with it, man. That's actually one of the ones with that earlier order date. So it's like, you know.
Don't bother.
All right, that's it. All right, Braden, what about you, man? What do you like and what don't you like?
Everything's been covered. Univisa.
Oh, man.
There's no way to monetize it. There's like
how could you not include squirrels.org? Sorry, I was just backordering one of these names on MemeJet as we speak. Sorry, Braden. I know I'm interrupting you. But this is a public service announcement. Squirrels.org expired and is on MemeJet.
All right, hold
and
on.
I think
let's
that
see.
We owe it to ourselves to collectively buy squirrels.org in honor of Peanut.
Oh, Peanut, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, Peanut. We got you, Peanut.
We have a moment of silence. A moment of silence.
Moment of silence for Peanut.
I'm looking for squirrels.org. I don't know that I didn't even show up on my list. Where are you seeing
this guy? He doesn't even have the fucking courtesy to do the moment of silence. He just keeps talking.
Sorry. Hey, wait. All right. Moment of silence for Peanut.
Bow your head in shame for humanity.
For humanity's sake and for just the, you know.
Peanut.
We love you, Peanut.
I'm not even seeing this, dude. Are you sure is it the right spelling of squirrels? Send me a link. Put the link in the chat.
You don't know how to spell squirrels.
I don't know how to spell squirrels.
Sorry, Peanut. He doesn't mean it.
Go ahead. Put the link in the chat, please. Put the link in the chat. All right, here we go.
Oh, it's close.
It's in the drop. That's what it is. It's not okay. So the reason this was not included in the list is that this is potentially a dropping name, not an expiring name. That's what it looks like. So, but yeah, all right. But hey, that's what's up. Let's see, we could even add it to the list as a special entry.
I'm going. I'm getting it for Peanut.
Squirrels.org says closed.
Yeah,
they because they outed the woman that ordered Peanut's death. They outed her, right?
No, and then they found out that it wasn't her, and that was just
was her though, right?
How are you gonna do that?
People came out to
like, nah, I don't care about the facts. I'm just it feels right that it was her. She seems like a Karen.
I feel like somebody, you know, whoever the Karen is, should live in eternity at squirrels.org.
No, I dig that. I like that. But squirrels.org, I'm not even seeing that you can actually, I see that it's a drop domain, but I'm not seeing where you can actually back order it. So,
yeah, it says on Snapnames, it just says closed.
Yeah. So maybe it already closed. But you know what?
Did you guys see where TonyFauci.com and AnthonyFauci.com point?
Didn't
those
just sell?
I don't know.
Let's see. The Elon, my pronouns are prosecute Fauci. That's where it goes. Man.
That's hilarious. I love domain names. I love when people use domain names for, you know, mimetic, social-driven purpose. Like, go to Biden.com.
Bill?
Hold on, we're now doing that. We're going down these rabbit holes.
I don't know if this makes for a good podcast right now.
Well, I think Donald people Trump love this stuff. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's good to make a conversation because it just shows you, though, like, what did you call it? What did you just refer to that as?
Mimetic social justice.
Mimetic social justice. Yeah. I mean, you know, it shows domains have power.
They got power.
With great power comes great responsibility. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
it's true. It is the truth. All right. So just to double it back. So squirrels.org, as far as we can tell, is not actually available for back order, but shout out to Peanut. Yeah. Rest in peace.
Now
rest
back to you, Braden.
Braden, what else you like or don't like?
No. Oh, are we still doing this?
Are we still on the show?
Yeah. I mean, there's not much left that hasn't been talked about. Influenza.org. I mean, I could see a pharmaceutical building out something on that. Mm-hmm. I think it works well on .org.
Yeah.
I mean, flu's better than influenza, but whatever. It's not worthless. Just saying.
It's worthless, baby. I like it. You know, you mentioned Univisa. I I kind of took that as like uni visa, you know what I'm saying? Like a university, like a school visa type situation, you know, for that domain.
I saw two companies listed. It's very small. I think one was in Brazil, another was somewhere else. And then it's a uni visa to get into like Zimbabwe and Zambia or something like that.
Okay.
But I don't know how you're going to monetize that. Not much traffic there. But otherwise, I mean, everything's been discussed.
Picked over like a cold turkey, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Purple moose, you know, it's not the kind of thing that I invest in, but those kinds of names sell, right? Because it's an easy logo, right? A picture of purple moose. I know Shane likes purple moose. Names like that. He talks about those a lot.
Who's that?
Shane talks about.
Yeah, you know, he loves those kind of names. Color plus like an easy brand.
Yeah, a little purple moose. I like the purple with the moose. And then you got the Abercrombie. You got that pedophile motherfucker who was the Abercrombie dude. Hear about this? He just got arrested. No, he just got arrested. The dude just went down. Google it. The Abercrombie dude, the founder or the CEO or whatever, he just went down. He was, peddling.
He's talking about the photographer?
No, I think he's talking about like
I'm pretty sure
it's his face looks like a purple moose. You know what I'm saying? He got all stretched out in the face.
Abercrombie founder, CEO.
Yeah, he's charged with running a sex trafficking ring. The
pedophile.
Former CEO. Yeah.
Michael, the CEO.
Michael Jeffers.
Yeah, see?
The guy's name.
Listen,
how'd we get from
all these Fruit Loops that they keep telling you are fucking, oh, so good, they're good people. They put the perfume on your teenager. No, they're fucking pedophiles, all of them, and they should die, all of them.
So, how did you get to him from purple moose? Like, how do we?
Because the moose was the Abercrombie thing, and that's what it triggered. As soon as I heard moose, I was like, oh, Abercrombie pedophile, you know, child sex ring. No, I'm out on purple moose. You feel me?
Okay, well, it is a purple moose. You're right. Hey, look at that.
How is this for a?
It was a purple moose. I did not know that.
You know people think I just talk shit, but
I was an Abercrombie model. Back
I'm on before. Point.
It's crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Are you really?
He's suing.
Oh, you got your fair share of spermidine, didn't you, dog?
Wow. He's suing the company. Ex-CEO Michael Jeffrey sues Abercrombie, claiming company must cover legal fees and sex traffic.
Yeah, I mean, sure. As I'm sure that was in your, might have been in his employment contract. I mean, but
I just think these people should be dealt with
properly.
You know what's interesting is that the primary photographer for Abercrombie, a guy named Bruce Weber, he was doing the same thing. He was assaulting all of these male.
They're all married to women. They all have these marriages and convenience and diddling kids.
Yeah. So, but there was a lot of allegations against Bruce Weber.
Yeah, they're all true.
Yeah,
all these fuckers. You know, like, look, and who ended up? Lex Wessner was somehow associated. This dude was like Lex Wessner's protege, and Lex Wessner. I mean, it's like they're all just dirtbags, man. They're all just dirtbags.
He wasn't married to a woman, though.
It really is pretty straightforward. Like, if a company markets to children, you pretty much can be, there's like a 9 out of 10 chance that they are somehow involved in child trafficking or pedophilia. Like, it just, let's go down the line. Like, Disney, Abercrombie.
We just got canceled again.
Man, you know, here's the thing.
But
here's
it's
the thing.
True. Like,
but you're right. Look, when you look at like the Nickelodeon shows,
out with this shit. It's just too much. Nickelodeon, like they
bunch of the boy band stuff. You know what I'm saying?
One of the boy bands. Every one of the childhood actors. Like, we're not exaggerating.
Corey Feldman,
here.
Man. Corey Feldman tried to tell y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Corey's been trying to tell us since the '80s.
You know,
him in Home Alone. You know what I'm saying? He was like, yo, they left me home alone a few too many times. You know what I'm saying? Like,
home alone with like Michael Jackson. You know what I'm saying?
Didn't we go to high school?
No, Michael Jackson might not even be that bad. Turns out
one of those two or both of them.
Well, who you went with? You guys went to Corey, high school with it.
That was what was his joint? What was that movie with the you know the troll looking dude?
Yeah, I think you're talking about Feldman. He's local here.
Yeah,
yeah. I've done some events with that dude. He's a decent guy. I mean, he's been through a lot.
Yeah, he's been through a lot.
Man, it's crazy. Well, we've been through a lot on this show, and unfortunately, that means we put the audience through a lot. And so for those of you who are still here, I just want a huge shout out for sticking with us through a bunch of this, because this got kind of crazy. All right, well, let's close out with some domain talk, and then we're going to call it. But all right.
That was domain talk. We were talking about Purple Moose.
We were talking about Purple Moose. That was a crazy, crazy little tangent off of Purple Moose, man.
I mean, listen, I would argue we just highlighted the power of domain names. You just mentioned a domain name and immediately a brand resonated with me. It just so happened that it was a negative connotation, but immediately it resonated, right? That's what these things do.
Yeah.
That's why you buy great domain names, you know?
All roads lead back to domains.
All roads lead to domains. But yeah, man, well, good stuff. Even Purple Moose. Yeah, Purple Moose will lead you back to domains at the end of the day. Just follow the Purple Moose.
Don't follow the Purple Moose. For depends, all the kids out there, don't follow the Purple Moose.
All right. Well, on that note, why don't we do a little round the robin and then we're going to call it. Braden, what else is good? Anything with you as far as these next couple of weeks, months, domain related or otherwise?
Domain related, actually, we are filming this today is December 3rd, Tuesday. In 2 days, I'm going to Vegas for Domainer Expo.
Wow, cool. Big shout out to Ishmili, man. We had him on the show. That was great. He was a great guest. Yep. It was great.
That's on Friday. What is that date? That's the 6th. So I'll be in Vegas. I think I'm doing a fireside chat and, I'm not sure what else. I got to look closer to the schedule, but that'll be in Vegas. So I don't know when this is going to air. Probably not before then, right?
No, it will. This will air on Thursday. So
on right Thursday. Before. Well, cool. Well, when you listen to this, get on a plane.
It starts on Thursday, right?
What's up?
I think it starts on Thursday.
Thursday night. No, no.
Oh, okay.
The event is Friday, and Thursday night there's like a networking dinner.
So as soon as you hear this, get on a plane, go to Vegas. That's it. This is your cue. Follow the Purple Moose.
Easy flight if you got that business jet.
There you go.
Hey, Amar, you gonna be there?
Follow the Purple Moose.
I will. I'm heading back to Vegas today, so I will be in town. So,
come on by.
What's up?
Come on by. DomainerExpo.com. Check it out.
Domainer Expo and DomainerExpo.com. Shout out to Ishmili. That's what it is. It's all good stuff. All right. And what
cut
about
the ish?
Yeah. Talk that ish. And check out that episode if you haven't checked it out. We had him on the show talking a bit about Domain Expo as well as some other stuff. So all good. All right. Cool. Well, enjoy that. Amar, what about you? What else you got going on? Anything these next couple of weeks? Anything domain related or otherwise you're excited about, not excited about?
No, man. I can't believe that we're all at the end of the year. This shit.
Yeah, I really can't believe it's crazy. December. That's weird.
Yeah. So, just kind of getting ready to wind down the year and probably do some last minute shit that needs to get done before December 31. And that's it.
What do you do before? Are there any like just boxes you try to tick before December 31? That's what we should do a domainer. Like, we should do an end of year checklist, domain, checkup.
Yeah.
Type of thing. Bring on we should get a lawyer, a real lawyer, not like all y'all are like fake lawyers. Yeah. We got three lawyers on here to
take that hit with me. You know what I'm saying? Although he doesn't even pretend.
And Braden. So,
well, Braden's not a lawyer by trade. He just plays one on TV. You know what I'm saying? He just happens to have the huge portfolio.
Oh, you don't even have the paper to
he runs
to,
a law firm. He's basically he's more of a lawyer than both Amar and I. Which is crazy.
I thought DC was the only place you could own a law firm as a non-lawyer.
He's taking the fifth.
Yeah, he's pleading the fifth. He's like,
all right,
I'm sorry, I can't hear you over the helicopter.
So
over the business jet.
More, it's more like, you know, looking at any opportunities tax wise and things like that, just kind of last minute cleanup and seeing if there are any moves to be made or
tax expenses, you know, like
expenses.
If you're, I mean, now's the time to spend some money before the end of the year if you're turning a profit, especially as it relates to taking advantage of some of the discounts out there.
Yeah. I mean, listen, we'll give you a hell of a discount. You got extra money you need to spend before the year end? Holler at your boy. I got, you know what I mean? We got discounts for you.
Well, I think so. You got a couple of things there. So if we're really, let's talk about this for a minute, because I think this is a good topic. And, you know, without having done any actual planning or anything about it, but it is important, right? Like you said, so if you've got the ability, there's tax advantages potentially. If you're going to sell something at a loss, you know, that you could utilize the offset against revenue or profit or whatever, there could be a tax advantage. You know, probably not a bad time to just take a look at your portfolio, some cleanup and some general portfolio health of your domains, even though it's not like they expire on December 31st.
But well, in terms of expenses, for example, there's two really good reasons to go in and do a big bulk renewal. One is that .com, well, pretty much all the prices are going to go up. So you lock in a lower price by renewing early. And then secondly is create that expense, you know, before the year end to, you know, if you've had a profitable year, who knows what next year is going to look like, you know, lock in the cheaper price and the expense in this year.
Yeah. And like you said, and also you can take advantage of some of these Black Friday, Cyber Monday, you know, other types of discounts and stuff that'll extend through the holidays as everybody's trying to, more than happy to take your money here at the end of the year. I mean, we had Unstoppable Domains on here last week talking about how, you know, they were offering a Cyber Monday BOGO. I feel like might as well throw that out there. Not to mention they also had that.
Yeah, they said like, what they said, 20, they were basically going to pay domainers if you had like, I forget what the number was, 100
domains. Well, you have 100 or more domains and you want to move them over to the registrar, they let you transfer them in for free. You know, so there's definitely
no.
So,
didn't they say something like they'll pay people? Or don't quote me on this, but I think he said that they would basically pay anybody that would transfer 100 more domains, or maybe it was a bigger number. Again, don't quote me, but I think it was they were like ready to pay people like $2,500 to $5,000 transfer into portfolio.
That roll didn't happen, back. But that sounds great. You know what I'm saying? I don't know that they said that. I think he was
pretty
saying,
sure
like,
they.
I think he was just saying the cost savings of doing that using the free transfer in was that kind of value, but maybe not. Yeah, you know, just, go back and watch the episode. If you haven't
seen it, go watch the episode and then tell him to
change your life. You know, make all your dreams come true.
Tell him JT sent you.
Yeah, exactly. And if it turns out that that's not the deal, right? And with an offer that was not expressly made, that we haven't said was expressly made, but you are otherwise still offended or disappointed, then just submit for a refund for what you paid for today's show, and we will happily get that to you. You know what I'm saying? So you aim to please here on Domain Sherpa. But no, but again, so you've got an opportunity to take advantage of some spending, some expenses, potentially selling if, you know, good or bad. If it's a loss, then, you know, that loss can offset against, you know, profit.
If you buy some bigger names, you can do some depreciation and reduce your tax
burden. Yeah,
I'm buying a big-ish name today.
Well, we are not tax advisors or experts.
Right.
These are just the things that we are doing ourselves, for better or worse.
One of the things that,
but it depends. Your ability to depreciate your domains depends on if you know how you treat them when you purchase them.
That's a question for you. You got to be
consistent.
But well, and on that,
you
note,
can obviously treat it as, you know, inventory. You can treat it as capital asset, or you can treat it as an expense in some cases.
Yep. And on that note, the ICA had Ed Neff on recently to talk about, you know, who's a CPA, talking about the tax treatment of domains and some different options and things that you can do there.
Did you listen to that?
I did listen to that. So
where was my, I didn't get like a, you know,
like a recap. You want me to get a summary?
Recap.
Yeah.
I'll send you the link.
His initials are JT, not AI.
Right. Exactly. Just ask ChatGPT how it went. You know what I'm saying?
How about ChatGJT?
ChatGPT. Well, you know.
Yeah. That shit don't stop. Keeps talking.
You know.
So listen, one of the things that I do at the end of the year, which I literally did while we were recording this, was I buy gift cards to restaurants when they offer these discounts because you can take the expense and then you get this massive discount. So one of the restaurants, the one I just bought just a few minutes ago, if you spend $500 on a gift card, you get a 35% discount. Mm. So it's like $375 or $325 for a $500 gift card. And so that's like what, over 50% ROI if you use
it. Yeah.
And yeah. I mean, like, who doesn't want a 50% ROI, annualized ROI? So, like, I know a lot of people don't take these opportunities. I don't know why. I mean, it's such a great deal if you know you're going to
go to that restaurant. I know why.
These people don't match well. Do it.
You're stupid.
Look, if you know you go to a restaurant regularly, right? And you're going to spend $500 over the course of the next year, and you can get a discount of 20%, 30%, 35% in this case, that's literally more than a 50% ROI on your money over the next year. That is a great deal. So take advantage of stuff like that. Yeah. And that goes
Namebio's
got a discount right now. I mean, there's a bunch of domain related. I think Mike Seiger did a post about all the discounts.
Okay, cool. Shout out to Mike Seiger.
Some of those. But, you know, it could be more than just like domain related. It could be just expenses. And a gift card to a restaurant, that could be an expense.
I think we should start a business called expenses.com. And you just show up and it's like, you know, there's a little subject line, enter how much you're going to donate to us. And then you just, you know, it's like, here, we need like a, $25,000 expense, and then we're gonna write, you know, I don't know, for whatever, then just hit send, and then that's our job.
Membership, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we collect the money, and you know, it says it on your credit card report, like, you know, I don't know, whatever you want to say. Subject line is whatever you want to say.
Money laundering scam right now. I can't tell what's going on right now.
This show
we're gonna get arrested, canceled, you name it.
Information purposes only.
Yeah, no entertainment.
What
purposes
you do with
only.
The expense is up to you. We're just collecting your money. You're not
entertainment
it back
purposes
to you.
Only.
You know what I mean? Like, we're keeping it. Believe me.
All right. Well, with that, I think we've covered a lot of ground. We appreciate all y'all who have stuck around this long. I appreciate my guests for being on here. My co-hosts, appreciate you guys always for taking the time. And to the audience, all the jokes aside, thank you so much for staying with us, for tuning in, for listening, for watching. You know, we get a lot of really, really good feedback offline, and it feels like even more so lately. And so we appreciate that. There are a lot of people who take a lot of time. Shout out to Billy, you know, kind of on the whole thankful tip. But, you know, all the guests that we've had on, we're getting close to the end of the year. So I'll spare like a whole long thing about everybody and all those who, but for all the folks who are donating their time, their effort, you know, trying to pump out this content, hopefully it's helpful. And we do appreciate all of the kind words, because you guys are great. And so thank you all. Without you, there is no us, as I say in every show. And with that, we're going to jump. But we'll see everybody here next time on Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Peace out, everybody. We'll see you all soon.